Welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And
we are going to be exposing you to lots of new heights and new plateaus.
We did this once and I swore we'd never do it again. I'm what? Kyle.
Oh, and this is Kyle. Yeah. So, welcome to Not Now Podcast.
Now that we're clear.
Yeah. And this is, well, you're Bran.
I'm Brantastic.
Yep, and I'm Mr. Elastic. Watch out for my rubber band, Bran.
It's very spastic.
And also spastic. You said Aztec.
Aztec. It's also an Aztec. Yep. Sometimes it rhymes with Pontiac.
The NASDAQ has rose 3 points today. Anyways, so what we are here today to do is actually bring you troublingly serious podcast.
Sad news.
It is. So today we're deciding between, well, unfortunately we have to ask for donations.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard times here at season two, almost on to season three, but gotta ask for donations sometime. Yeah. You know, you can't stay above it forever.
No. You gotta degrade yourself sometimes.
And we're asking for you to send us
your
favorite
want.
Childhood toys.
Yeah, that too.
Yes. One or the other.
One or the other. We'll do whatever you want, or just send us your favorite childhood toys.
They have to be childhood toys.
Yep.
Yeah. Not your adult toys. Don't send those to
us. Yeah, and don't cop out and send us a paper plane or some bullshit.
Yeah. We know you. Yeah, personally.
I'm talking to you, Greg.
Yeah, so Greg, if you got a paper mache airplane,
shove it up your ass. Better yet, in your eye.
Yeah, I like think up your ass is better.
I was going to just mush at that point.
I don't want to blind him though. Poor Greg.
Poor Greg and his paper planes. He flies like paper.
He flies like paper. Yeah. All he wants to do is bang, 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 and a
ching, ching,
and take your money. Yeah, fuck Greg. He wants to take your money.
Yeah.
And we're just asking for
You're gonna
it.
You're going to let Greg get away with that?
All we're doing is asking for your money. We're not going to take it.
Yeah.
Unless one day this podcast becomes valuable enough where we can charge for it.
Or unless we have two handguns.
And a checklist. Say,
could you please give us your money?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's hands go up. And then they stay there. Until we say yeah.
Up, down, up, down, because all you want to do is donate, donate.
To not now podcast.
That was pretty close. Close enough to be musical.
You were close.
We've done like four or five.
No guitar.
We've done too many. I think we're both drunk. That's the problem.
I'm not drunk. I'm sober.
We did like five or six songs in like a period of 5 minutes. whenever we get drunk, we just start singing.
Yep.
So
singing in the rain.
So you know it's gonna be a good one.
So
I gotta
yeah.
stalk.
All right. So anyways,
oh no, it rolled behind you. Quick, behind the amp. Oh, there by the wrinkly thing. Oh no, almost.
I got it. All right. There we go. Okay, so today
you lost
we're
this one, Greg.
So we're choosing between asking for donations. That's one topic.
Yep.
Where we will be asking for donations.
Yep.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And the other topic is toys, which is also self-explanatory.
Mandatory. Yeah.
As most topics are.
Not a lot of thinking on this one.
Yeah. So if you're ready to hear about toys, clap your hands. And if you're ready to hear about our donations, stuff your ears.
Did you hear it?
I guess. I don't know. With your earbuds.
Yeah, I should have used pizza rolls.
Those are hot!
Should have let them cool.
So, are pizza rolls actually miniature Hot Pockets? They're just little Hot Pockets.
Yeah. Unless you're doing bagel bites.
Oh, bagel bites are much better than pizza
rolls.
Pizza
in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can have pizza anytime.
Little limerick for you.
Just a little bit of advertising that I memorized as a kid.
Is that actually?
Yeah, that's actually
wow.
From their 90s.
Well, this is
1986.
Oh
my God.
86 or 87?
Well, we started, let me think. I think we started back in August of 86. Probably at about March by now, so probably 87.
87. 87's the 1 to 11. I don't know.
Yeah. I was talking about the 1890s. I'm quite old.
So, anyways, toys or donations. So, I don't know how this coin's going to work into this. So,
all right, what do we got for a coin,
so,
Brian?
The coin we have today is United States of American 5 cents. So, this is a nickel, actually. Oh. The backside has like one of those victory reefs, you know, like when they say first place and there's like a reef around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the Roman numeral 5, which is V, which I think could be a toy because V could stand for Voltron.
What the fuck kind of nickel are you looking at?
Dude, just wait. So.
It gets V, more intense than a...
V could be for Voltron.
Okay.
Or it could be for donations because it's cents.
You're volunteering your dollars.
Yeah, and it says cents.
Oh, okay.
So the other side has a bunch of stars around the Statue of Liberty's head. So I guess that could be a toy, but it's just like a woman's head.
Oh, no, okay. So how about...
like you're donating your liberty?
I like the V for Voltron, and then maybe the Statue of Liberty stands for freedom, and freedom is funded by free stars, which means a celebrity endorsement and telethon.
Oh, there's 13 stars for the 13 colonies.
That was a weird wink. I didn't intend to do it.
I thought you were like having a burp.
Yeah, something, no. Some sort of spasm. Yeah. 13 colonies.
There's 50 states. What are you talking about? 13 colonies.
Gotta go back for that one. Back to the 1890s. And I'm there again.
No. So 13 colonies, that could be like donate your freedom to us. I guess. Yeah. But this is actually a nickel.
It takes at least 13 donations for anyone to be successful.
This is a nickel from 1907.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know, right?
Crazy. I gotta see that thing when we're done with
it. Yeah, I know. Here you go. I'll hand it over. Hold on.
God, this stretching is killing me.
1907. That's pretty old. You know, it was 7 more years, it'd be 1914.
Well, this is Betsy Ross.
I don't know. There's no sewing needles.
True. You counted the number of stars, or are you just assuming?
I counted. I'm a very quiet counter.
How do you know this isn't an A for America?
It's a V for 5. They used the Roman numerals back then to sound fancy. Like feast. Fancy feast.
Oh, it's not calligraphic?
Kellogg's graphics.
It almost looks like two weird dragons with furry necks trying to bite each other.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, the reef. The reef.
Yeah.
I was like, the lady?
I don't know, maybe I've been watching too much anime.
That could be.
So that could be. You got a problem.
Well, no, I watch a lot of anime too. I'm starting to have weird thoughts. Why when I blush is there not a bunch of lines on my face?
Why does my face not get bigger when I'm angry?
Yeah. Why aren't there a bunch of like spit bubbles coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And why can't I control things with my mind?
Why can't I kill everything with one punch?
Why can't I say Kamehameha? Oh, why do I always do 3? Kamehameha.
Yeah. What do I always... That was a sub-thought.
Yeah. Sub-thought and a subplot. So here we go. We're going to do... V is for Voltron. And the 13 stars represent donations.
All right, flip that bitch. Go. Now, what are you waiting for?
That burp.
Jesus.
Oh, V for Voltron. I'm talking about toys. Oh,
toys. Man.
Hold on.
Oh, the satchel. The
satchel makes an appearance. Lucky 8-Ball.
It's like the start of that song. Whatever Christmas song that is.
Man, we haven't used that many coins compared to how many coins we have.
Really?
Yeah, get ready, viewers.
Oh, man.
Think about this. Here.
We're buckled up.
That's how many we've used. This is how many we have.
Wow.
I know.
Is that a Smash Bros. Coin?
No. That came from a golf course.
Ah, they stole that symbol.
What? How dare you say that?
Yeah, okay. Fine. Here you go. Oh, your satchel.
That's okay. They're all coins. They've lived through the 1900s.
They're durable.
Dorabell. Dorabell, Dorabell. Wait, no. What's Duracells? Doom, doom, doom. No.
Doom, doom. No, that's Energizer.
Yeah.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah, that's Duracell. Yeah, it's doom, like those horrible doom. Commercials where it's like some woman in like a fleet of people looking for a lost child, and they're like combing through the woods, and then the kid turns up, and it's like Duracell. there when you need it.
That's the power of Duracell.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What did I just watch? Anyways.
And it's like, whether you're wearing a watch.
Or, help, I've fallen and I can't get out. The power of Duracell saves lives.
Or you're watching for near-death situations.
911, what's your emergency?
That's it.
Yep.
Deadline.
I need a C battery. Or emergency battery.
I need a printer.
And speaking of emergency batteries, a lot of toys take C batteries. Not a lot, but some. So we got to talk about toys.
Cell batteries?
Yeah, we got C-cell.
C-cell. D-cell. By the C-sore.
I was going to go to that, damn it.
Damn. We think too much alike.
Anyways.
All right.
Talking about Post Malone.
Yeah, so batteries not included. That's a whole bunch of bullshit.
Oh, yeah, that is a big bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's like you're paying this much for the toy, which is probably overpriced because it's containing some sort of celebrity or movie thing or it's some sort.
Containing a celebrity.
The celebrity's essence is contained in this. It's basically a perfume for kids.
It's a voodoo doll-esque type.
Yeah, every time you move, you're a
celebrity.
Fuck, what is that guy? Dwayne The Rock Johnson's like, celebrity
be him.
Because he was the only action figure celebrity I could think of.
Not the Terminator or
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Or
your childhood dream, Kyle. Turbo Man.
Yeah. I had a Turbo Man. That was pretty. They were actually like pretty much all sold out by the time I went to buy it.
I know. And then you also had, you had a bunch of sweet toys.
I did.
Being the older brother. Yeah, you being the older brother, you had a bunch of sweet toys. And I was like, man, if I could just have toys like that. And I'd get a new toy and I'm like, this one's pretty cool. And then I'd look back at your toys and be like, damn.
He's got still some fine ass cool toys.
Yeah, you did have some fine ass toys. Even your fucking piggy bank moved and talked.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That Darth Vader one was pretty sweet.
But you're not a Jedi yet.
Every time you put a fucking coin in.
Yeah. And then, or you push the button because you got tired of waiting for the coin.
Yeah. And now we don't got to wait anymore, baby. We got coins.
We got buttons and toys. Yeah, put the button in the coin slot. See what comes out. You ever wonder if you can fool vending machines like those little gumball ones?
Oh, sometimes I just go around and I just put nickels in there.
Oh, yeah.
And twist them and fuck it up.
Those were the coolest thing. You get a coin.
Just kidding.
You get a toy for like 50 cents.
I got to clarify. I do not go around fucking up those machines. Yeah. What a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, ruin some kid's, like, dream.
Yeah. Their five-second dream.
I just, like, take a whole bunch of pocket lint. I put a bunch of water in there, and then I expose it to heat.
I put liquid cement in there.
Yeah. I actually just don't even bother messing with the coin slots. I just go, like, reach my fingers in through the push-out hole and with a bunch of super glue. Super glue it shut. You know, the vending machine poop shoot.
I thought you were going to deliver a baby.
Yeah.
I push my fingers through the push-out hole.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the same thing.
So, it's wait, you were talking about the 5 cent.
Oh, yeah, toys, yeah. Whatever. You get you go in there and, like, the vending machines with, like, the little, like, capsules. Of toys, like sticky things.
That's where you used to get the crazy. Remember the little ninjas?
Yes, I was just going to talk about the little ninjas.
You put on the end of your pencil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the weird butthole.
I have a big butthole.
Yeah.
It's like, man,
I liked them before they got the pencil butthole.
Yeah.
When they just had, like, shurikens and nunchucks.
You cut one in half. You remember that? To put them on your derby car?
Yeah.
Yeah. He drew the driver.
Yeah, he looked like he was riding it around. I still have that car.
A funny story about action figures. One time, I was playing with a Batman action figure. And back in our home, we had a wood stove.
Oh, I thought I did that.
Oh, no, I did that.
Oh, shit.
If you know
I took the heat for that.
No, Dad still blames me for that.
Oh,
maybe you did do it. Maybe I took the heat for that. I don't know.
It was a wood stove. We both probably did it.
And if you know anything about a wood stove.
Probably been putting us against each other for all these years.
He always mentions it when we're playing chess. Anyways, so it has like vents at the top because there's like multi layers.
Yeah, to
the flumes
account for
to
account for air intake and heat output.
Yeah, so if you take the metal cover off when it's not hot, it looks like kind of a vent. And I guess me or Kyle, one of us thought it was like the Batcave, so we shoved one of our Batman figures down there. Next time, Dad started a fire, smelled like burning plastic.
Because it was.
Lo and behold, Batman had saved the day again.
And by saved, I mean melted. Almost poisoning us
to death.
Yeah, melted to death.
Poor Bruce Wayne.
He became, what was it, Sandman? What is that?
That's Spider-Man's Clayface. Villain. Clayface.
Batman's villain.
Isn't that like a massage treatment?
That's a facial.
Clayface.
Yeah, no, similar, but different. One's a villainous and one is a spa treatment. So about as similar as you villainous? Can get in that.
No. Villainous.
Villainous.
Oh.
As in the respect to their character.
It's like, there's not a lot of female villains in the DC universe.
You know, what was a great toy? And I mentioned it in the warm-up for those of you who listen to those, or appetizer, as we prefer to call them.
Yeah, and if you don't listen, you can stop listening now, bitch. Yeah, that was too harsh.
I was going to take a long pause after that. I wasn't sure if it was
I know, but then like I was like, I don't want to be mad at the people who are, could potentially be donating if in an alternate universe we're doing donations.
Yeah.
But somehow you never know. Getting the recording from this universe.
Yeah, because you know how the internet works.
Yeah.
It crosses universes. That's how we got Doctor Who. But Doctor Who.
Simpsons joke for you.
Is it?
No.
Oh. They probably did it.
Probably. They've done everything. Simpsons did it.
Yeah.
Running on the South Park.
Oh, episode? We should start pillaging the Simpsons for material. Yeah.
Like the Vikings of yesteryear. Okay.
Next time on Not Now Podcast, who shot Mr. Burns?
It was me.
It was me. Yeah. All the difference. All right. Anyway. What was I fucking talking about?
Yeah. A toy you had when you were a kid that you mentioned in the warm up.
A top. Oh, top. Yeah. Tops are always fucking interesting.
They're kind of like a
dreidel.
It's a class you take high school. And it's math, sex kind ed. Of.
Oh,
it's physics. It's a
geometry.
It's a physics tool.
Yeah,
centrifugal force keeps the balance on a single point.
Yeah, or I don't remember if you remember, but but I know I used to.
Remembering your memories.
We had these tops when we were kids that had a marker as the single point.
Do you remember that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty fucking cool. Yeah, and then you draw all over the floors, which wasn't very cool. But
you could do it on paper.
Well, how much paper you got? How accurate are you with that top?
Not very accurate.
Yeah, you're a child. How accurate are you? You're lucky if you get it in the toilet.
Do you remember when they made those highlighters that looked like tops?
They're
like little squares almost, and you just pop the end off to highlight.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
tried
yeah.
Tried spinning those like tops, didn't work.
Nope.
That's the end of that story.
That's all I had. Or, I mean, even like pens were cool as a kid when you were like those little ones that had like all the different, like the ones that had like all the click things.
Fuck those pens. Fuck those pens.
You ever try to jam as many down as you could?
No, they just suck.
Yeah, they all
suck. I don't
know
why everyone likes those pens. I'd rather have five different pens.
You ever work in a job where they make you choose different colored pens and take the fucking caps off all of them? Those pens get very valuable very quick.
I work in a life where I do art and I force myself to have different colors, and I prefer to have separate ones.
I know, but this is different from like you're doing a much more sophisticated thing. I just need to circle something in a different color or make a diamond in one point or half a
fall
check
in
mark
love with
in another.
The process. It's like making sushi. You don't microwave the rice.
I hated that job.
Making sushi?
I didn't make sushi. I wish I did. I would have loved that job.
It's the same idea. You can't have multi kinds of rice in a pen.
Brando dreams of sushi.
You still haven't watched a documentary.
No, I still have.
God damn you. You gotta watch
my
it.
Don documentaries. Anyway.
Yeah, toys.
Toys.
Man, do you remember those wrestling action figures that you put in your thumb with the other big butthole?
You got a lot of butthole toys on your list here.
Most of them had big bowels. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, like the thumb wrestling ones.
Those are pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were called thumb wrestlers. Oh, reminds me, Tech Deck.
Oh, Tech Deck. Man.
Dirty.
Do you remember when they made the big Tech Deck, and it was like, what is the point of this?
Yeah, you were supposed to play with your hands or something?
Yeah.
Those little fucking skateboards or snowboards, the snowboards were kind of easier. They're like entry level.
I spent more money on those fake skateboards than I did on an actual skateboard, and I only bought one real skateboard, but I bought about 20 Tech Decks.
Yeah. and replacement wheels and
yeah, like, and the little tools to do it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I skateboarded once for real life, and I was like, oh no, I could get hurt here. I better stop,
dude. I thought I went to like the fucking iParty store or some shit like that, whatever they call it, and they had a pack of like 30 tech decks.
What?
Yeah. Well, they weren't actual tech decks. They were like little plastic shit versions. Yeah, just for like your party, and those probably didn't work. Fun. Yeah, and I was like,
"Do you remember you used to get those? They were like McDonald's toys."
Yeah,
yeah, and they're like clunky and stupid, and you're like, "Man, this is just like real skateboards."
Yeah,
like when you go to Walmart and buy one, and people who actually skateboard are like, "Where'd you get that?" And you're like, "I don't know. It was only $15." And like, I paid like 80 for mine, and I was like, "Oh, you paid $80 to get your face smashed in?"
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah. I broke my new board doing like a 80-80 board slide. 50-50. Yeah,
but nothing makes you feel cooler than being able to play guitar at a party or skateboard really good.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there like...
Or hacky sack really well.
Yeah. Well, I'm just sitting there like, you know, I'm actually a pretty good artist. I could draw a portrait of you. And they're like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have any of my tools.
And it would take like 4 hours.
Yeah, I didn't bring any pencils or paper because I didn't know it was going to be a party trick. Like, can you draw something really cool? It's like, I guess if I like... huff on this window, I can make a penis. Or write, I love you. I don't know. One of those. You pick.
Yeah. That's better than my skills, which are more like, I can fix your computer thing.
You have other skills.
I got...
You can make a penis, Kyle.
I like B-movies. I can take a pretty rank shit.
Yeah, but when we're together, we can just entertain. We'll be like, oh, right. Boom. You guys are here. You want to not be able to talk for at least 10 minutes at a time?
Yeah. Do you enjoy observing?
Other toys. Huh. Oh, those arcade toys.
Oh, yeah. Those are the sweetest because you won them.
Yeah, the little bubble thing you turn inside out and it snaps up.
Oh,
or like
yeah.
The little frog thing.
I put one of those on
tail.
My nipple one time. That wasn't great.
What a bad idea.
Weird. Yeah, it was on a dare.
All right, Kyle. We're going to talk about a toy that you like a lot that we actually made ourselves.
Drawing a blank.
Amp Guard.
Oh, Amp Guard.
Amp
Guard. That was a lot of fun.
That was an awesome toy.
Yeah, for those who don't know, it's LARPing is, I guess, like the
LARPing.
Thing.
LARPing.
Yeah, that's what it's like commonly known as.
Oh.
But like, this isn't so much of the role play. This is more of a just you make sticks that you can hit people with.
But they're not sticks.
Yeah, they're not sticks. It's PVC pipe wrapped in a foam noodle.
And yeah, when a pool noodle.
Yeah, and when you're a kid, you get to beat the shit out of you. It's like sock'em boppers.
But even more but cool like, because you yeah. pretend you're a knight or a ninja, and you're like fighting each other.
Yeah, that was super fun.
And if you played a lot of video games, you got a lot of pent-up aggression. So you got to take it
and
out
and not
somehow.
A lot of activity.
And also not a lot of strength to actually hurt people.
Yeah.
And you're also a good person.
Well, so. Also, how much can you hurt somebody with a PVC pipe wrapped in pool noodle?
Yeah. Unless you wrap it in duct tape like I did.
Well, it was just stingy.
Yeah. Oh, we also played airsoft.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
That was pretty cool. Because I did not have the balls to play paintball.
Yeah. That was also expensive.
Like well, it also looked like it hurt a lot more than airsoft.
Yeah.
Remember probably. The time Danny walked out in the field and got shot in the back and it left a welt like the size of a ping pong ball?
I got shot in the forehead and had to go to school with a welt in the front, like in between my eyes.
With a paintball gun?
No, with a fucking airsoft gun.
Oh, that wasn't my fault.
I know, that was Tony.
You hear this, Tony? You see what you did to Kyle?
Anthony. You know what you did?
No, he's not Anthony.
I know.
Stop that.
I don't know what he prefers anymore.
Sammy told me once and I immediately dismissed it. Listen, you don't tell me what's what. I tell you what's what.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Either way, if you're listening to this, find Sammy.
Find Sammy.
And terrorize him.
Call him Tony. He'll hate that.
No, I love
not him.
Oh.
Oh, maybe he will. I don't know.
Anyways, yeah. Play Amp Guard.
Play Amp Guard. Let's get the Amp Guard game back together.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah, although, let's terrorize the really, streets.
I felt bad, like not felt bad. I kind of wished, I hoped internally that we could go to, like Tony used to actually go to Amp Guard bouts, like with other people.
Oh, yeah.
Like you go like meet in the park and they go play Amp Guard and people had shields and shit. And I was like, man, that'd be cool to have like a group of people that were into it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of the activities we did, it was mostly just me and you. that were into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lived podcasting. In a small community. Yeah. Yeah, it was mostly us in a field.
Yeah, if we could get like 13 more people in this room to podcast, I feel like it would be a really
hot room. Yeah, it would be very hot.
Hot Now podcast. And so there'd be a lot of people in here and we'd all be chanting. Well, at least 13 of them would be chanting. They'd be like, go not now. Go not now. And we'd do our podcast and they'd be in the background going, go not now. Go not now. Go not now. I'd be like, can you even hear over the sound of these people chanting? We are so popular. No.
Or just like really. A live studio audience.
Oh, that'd be cool. Like a laugh track.
Oh, wait, we're going off topic.
Yeah,
toys.
Anyways, toys. What other kind of toys? What about those like ridiculous toys that were really dangerous? Like the, you know that toy that was like two ball bearings on the end of a string and you're supposed to
them
and like smack them like, to make noise?
Yeah.
Easily like
and they
yourself.
Like spark or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, those ones.
And you can easily like whack yourself in the fucking head and get a concussion, but they're like, who cares about
CTE? I guess
CTE?
You could do that with those. You remember those yo-yos that like flung back into themselves?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the whole point of them was to just like wing them around like some sort of like, I don't know, flail.
I thought the whole point was to pretend you're good at yo-yo.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
That's what I used them for.
Yeah, ooh.
That was back in the days when I had that. I had like my polyester vest. And it was solid gray, and I was listening to Backstreet Boys, and I'm like, I'm as cool as the Backstreet Boys. And we were getting, like, hair gel. I was getting into that scene, and I was like, I want it that way. Wait, is that Backstreet Boys or NSYNC? Either way, I was into both of them. And I was like, I'm so cool. And then I hit middle school, and I realized I was lame.
Yeah, then you had to change your image.
And I was wearing a lacrosse hat. And I didn't know what lacrosse was. And people were like, oh, you do lacrosse? And I was like, I just thought this hat was cool.
I thought just it meant like lacrosse, like a brand.
Yeah.
And I'm a brand.
It was like when I had the Billabong shirt and they were like, oh, that's pretty cool. You like surfing? And I was like, I don't know what this is. And they're like, oh, did you get it? Because it said bong. And I was like, what's a bong? Like you skateboard? And I was like,
man, I had waves on it. Our middle schools were.
Yeah, I was like, I had waves on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Got it at this place called Poxon.
Poxon.
Yeah, very sheltered. That's why we made a podcast.
A Poxon both your houses.
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 The houses of the Mr. Sins. Yeah.
Guard your turf, sirs.
So, what other kind of toys do we have?
What about toys we wanted? Mm. Was there anything we wanted
that we didn't get?
Yeah.
Not that I can remember. I mean, not to sound like I got everything I wanted, but I feel like I was, as a child, I feel like both of us were very like, oh, I want that, but that's a lot of, like,
yeah.
I remember
just being like, reasonable about it, I guess. And being like,
the
okay,
last thing I remember.
You know what? I got one. Yeah, sorry. Okay. One thing I always wanted as a kid and tried many times to get was fucking night vision goggles. And I always thought that would be the fucking coolest thing. And like all they were ever ended up being was just like little like red flashlights and a weird goggle thing that never ended up being cool. It was just a really lackluster bullshit thing.
The last toy I remember getting that I was like super, super excited for and ecstatic when I got it was the original Xbox.
Oh,
I remember that Christmas, and I remember mom being like, you can pick out whatever present you want, and I immediately went to the one that looked like the shape of an Xbox box, and I opened it, and I was like, bullshit. I was like, I got it.
It's like, yeah.
Fuck you, Nintendo. I got an Xbox.
Yeah, I can play Halo.
Yeah, and that was the last toy I remember being like crazy about.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I mean, I guess the last one I thought of like was the GameCube, actually.
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool though too.
Yeah, I just remember like sitting downstairs with dad like all night, just being like, "Look at the doorknobs. There's a reflection."
Yeah, dad was like, "Oh my god, there's shadows."
Yeah, all the young people listening to this are probably like, "What the fuck are they talking about?" Or all the people in the future. Hi, future people.
Hi.
Actually, everyone, that's called a burp. Anyone listening to this is future people.
That's true, because they're not now people.
Yeah, they're not now.
Oh, you guys are not now people.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome in.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and you joined us. So, what other kind of toys could we talk about?
Well, we didn't talk about adult toys.
So, I got this really cool pair of handcuffs. But yeah.
They're feathery, like turkey feathers. Turkey so it's gamey.
Game feathers.
Yeah, you know how it is. In the room.
The room. Man, that movie. Anyways.
Yeah, that was a fucked up movie. Probably had turkey feathers somewhere in there.
Yeah. So what about toys that were like mind-blowing?
Mind-blowing toys?
Yeah, like, do you remember Bionicles?
Yeah, those are cool. Well, they were like models that moved, so like buildable action figures.
Yeah, but they were like Legos on crack.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we played with Legos. Well,
not really.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, a Lego has like, you get like 30 Legos and you have like an endless possibility of things to build. That's true. When you get a Bionicle, it's just...
One Bionicle.
You got one Bionicle.
Man, yeah, that's true, I guess. Do you remember Tinker Toys?
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool.
That was like Legos
actual
on crack.
Metal pieces, and you're like, screw them together, and there's like little motors that can turn shit. You can attach to a pulley. Man, that was crazy.
Yeah, those were like fucking engineering kid toys.
Yeah, I'd always be sitting over there, like, have a bunch of pieces, and I'd be like, look, I made a bunch of metal that attaches. And then I look over at you, and you're like, look, this car drives. And I'm like, damn it. Can't drive past this.
I was also a little bit older than you.
Yeah, I know, but that was like my brick of Legos I made that was unbreakable. And then you dropped it, and it broke.
Well, I have a unique skill for that. Dropping things on the correct angle. I also played a lot of, what the fuck was that game? Don't Break the Ice. That was a fun game.
That was a good game.
But that's games. That's not toys.
I don't know. It's a kind of a toy. It's a game of, is a toy.
Well, no, there's board games that are like...
I would count...
Definitely.
I would say board games are toys if they have protruding pieces.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just like a flat
mouse
board.
Trap.
Yeah.
Mousetrap like, was a...
Or Hungry Hungry Hippo is a toy. Like, it's an action... Not like random chance based only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not strategery.
Yeah. No strategy in Hungry Hungry Hippos other than just
mash.
Fucking get it.
Yeah.
I was always the one like pushing it delicately.
I want that one. I want that one. Did you see that they introduced like a golden ball?
Oh, they did?
Yeah. If you get the golden ball, you win instantly.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, that kind of defeats
the
purpose.
Is there any way to tell?
It's golden.
But I mean, they line up in a pool or something.
You launch them all into the center, then you all try and eat them.
All right. I'll buy in to your golden ball.
That's what you do.
What is this, Harry Potter hippos?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dragon Ball Z hippos.
Oh. Dragon. What's the dragon?
Oh, did I tell you? Nope. Getting off traffic.
off traffic. Toys. Traffic toys. Motorcycle.
Oh, do you remember when we were in Pennsylvania and we found that toy store? And we're like, Dad, you got to check this out.
Oh, yeah.
All these toys. And he was not impressed.
Yeah.
He was like, huh? Mm-hmm.
That was like, nice. Oh. They were like new toys, though.
Well, no. One of them was like a really old Megazord, but Dad wasn't into Megazord.
Yeah, Dad did not enjoy Megazord.
Oh, G.I. Joes. Those are awesome toys. I used to like set them up different spots and be like, they're sniping. This guy's like, pew, pew, pew. This guy's like, pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. Do you remember doing like the VHS thing?
Nope.
Oh.
Maybe explain it
like
VHS.
Dad used to have like a old like home recorder. Video recorder.
Yeah.
Like it was like one of those clunky ones.
Yeah. It like stop motion kind of.
Yeah,
but not really because it couldn't do stop motion.
Yeah, it couldn't do it. It was just like play pause, play stop, or record stop.
I remember that. You remember your cool ass battleship you had?
Oh, that held all my cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, the battleship that held all the
G.I. Joes and the airplanes.
Yeah, then we used to make them fly to the moon that Dad had. He had that, like, moon landing thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Man, a lot of good toys. I used to break a lot of your toys.
Not a lot. Just
throwing them off the deck, watching how they landed.
Yeah, I was pretty crushed that day I came home from school. It was, like, the worst day of first grade I ever had. Probably the first day of first grade I ever
had. Sounds like I turned into a psychopath. But so anyways, I used to just take action figures because they have the moving parts like legs and arms and elbows and all that shit. And I would drop them off the deck because I was like, what do you see in movies? Someone gets like shot or pushed off and they're like, and then they land. And I was like, that's so interesting, like that they land in a random like figuration. Like they're it's random. Like I can't make something random with my hands because it's always seems controlled. So yeah. My thought process was to get an original pose. I would drop them.
I really doubt that was your thought process.
But then I was just like, huh, it didn't happen that much, like, dropping from my height because I'm small. I was like, I'll just drop them off the deck, which is, like, I don't know, 15 feet, and watch them land. And I was like, that was pretty cool. I got to do this more. No, my original thought, like, probably my young thought was just like, I accidentally dropped one and he kind of looked cool. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I drop him from higher. Yeah. So I was doing that all day until they broke. Then I felt bad.
I don't think you broke many of them.
I broke. You remember your G.I. Joe that was like legless? Captain Legless? Because I broke both his legs off.
Oh, yeah. We called him Legless.
Yeah. We had no.
That was an original name.
Yeah. There was no PC. And this was before Lord of the Rings was known to us. Yeah. He was Captain Legless. Because he had no legs. And we were very cruel and insensitive children.
Yeah.
Nobody corrected us. We were just children. Dad had all the opportunities to be like, that's not okay. But he didn't.
He's a vet. But, yeah. So, I mean, let's see. Where are we at?
We're at toys.
Damn, we're at about like 36 minutes already.
Oh, good. Good. I'm running out of shit to talk about. Simon.
Did you want...
Man, that game was hard as shit.
Yeah. It was just like, okay, how hard could this game be? It only has four pieces and I just have to hit him. And then you feel like it's like, oh, what the fuck is it? Like the gopher game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whack-a-mole? On like, whack-a-mole. Thank you.
Gopher. I can't believe I got that from gopher game. Anyways.
And a weird squinty face with a, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I bet people who get stoned are really good at Simon.
I bet they're LSD. Really bad.
People who do LSD are really good.
I bet they're really bad.
What?
You every time you're like, I mean, people who have smoked pot at some point in their lives are probably like, oh, I bet if you get really stoned, you'll be great at that. And then you get really stoned and then you try being great at that and it's not good unless it's like being imaginative or being like lazy or psychokinetic.
When I used to get stoned, I used to be really good at narrating the actions I was doing while I was doing them. Like, I used to be an expert at being like, I'm now reaching towards the fridge. I'm grabbing the fridge. I'm opening the fridge. I'm looking inside
in your brain space.
Yeah, way too inside my own head. But that's okay. Because that's what youth is about.
I remember doing like...
Sorry, no.
I remember doing like all those... We conducted a series of tests getting stoned when we were a youth.
When we were young and angsty.
Yeah. And it was the fucking... doing like, what do we see in ink blots?
Yeah,
that skyrocketed through the fucking roof.
Yeah, that was like
we did a sober control test.
Yeah, we went from it looks like an amorphous blob with maybe lines to, oh my god, it's Santa Claus riding on top of a conveyor belt that's designed to produce all of McDonald's processed goods. We have to stop the cattle that's happening above it that's being slaughtered uselessly for this overconsumption of American population. And it's like, man.
Yeah, man, I didn't see that before, but now it's clear as a fucking bell.
Cowbell.
Oh, there's a cowbell in there. Oh, it's ringing because it got lost in the pastures because it went out grazing because the taller grass looked better on the other side. And now there's a sheepdog chasing after it. And it's like, I'm a cow. I don't know what you're doing.
You ever wonder if the fact that like, well, not the fact, but you ever wonder if the thought process that we dive into when we start doing this crazy zany stuff is almost akin to people who are high. Like, we can tap into that without being high.
Maybe we just have too much THC stored in our fat cells.
Maybe it's just being high is making crazy accusations and assumptions.
I don't know. When I was high, I was just almost docile, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
You're already docile. Yeah. You were more docile. You were like, the wind would blow, and you'd be like, I'm sorry, wind.
I'm sorry, wind. I didn't mean to advert your normal breeze pattern.
Yeah.
I know you have things to carry And it's not me because I'm too heavy.
And when I used to get high, the wind would blow and I'd be like, look, I'm stopping you. I'm powerful.
Oh, that's kind of not related to so much toys, but like when I was a kid, I used to
talking about toys. Yeah. Talking about getting high. Anyways.
Yeah, that's a great toy when you're a kid. Marijuana. The best toy. When you're
in your teenage years.
When you're a teen kid.
Teen kid.
Teen kid magazine. Oh man, that'd be weird. I'm sure pot. It's a Japanese
thing. What's all
thing.
The rage?
Yeah. Pot, what's all the rage? Rage magazine. There we go. We could come up with magazine names like that.
Snap. 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 Snap magazine.
Snap now.
Anyways, what were you going to say?
I used to always like pretend I could control waves. Like, oh, the ocean. Yeah. Wait, you landlocked. What?
I'm confused. When you're
at
high?
The ocean? No, oh, no, at the ocean.
Yeah, no, that was like, awesome. Crash. Man, the most fun thing in the world is jumping when a wave is coming at you, and you like jump like 3 or 4 feet higher, and you're like, I'm so strong.
Yeah, look at my legs. Legs toys.
Or just like going into the ocean, like when the waves are cresting, and like pushing them out of the way, just being like, ha! Man, it's because we watched a lot of Dragon Ball Z when we were kids.
Oh, probably. It's most likely that. Speaking of, this episode is brought to you by Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and Dragon Ball Z has donated their Dragon Balls to help grant us a wish.
All 7 of them.
By the name Shenron, they summon us, and or them, or...
They summon someone.
Yeah.
It summons Shenron, yeah.
Yeah, and Shenron's there to grant their wish.
And it bails out because it fooled the stock market.
Yeah, and that's why the NASDAQ is up 3 points today. The Dow rose 2 points. And the S&P is down 500.
Because of Shenron. That's probably bad. That's probably because of Shenron.
Yeah.
We can blame Shenron for that.
Yeah, blame Shenron. The FTSE is up 3 points.
The Tootsie.
No, FTSE is the London.
Oh, the FTSE.
Yeah, FTSE.
Oh, I thought that would be New Zealand.
Finland? Fiddle in your footsies. Anyways.
You don't fiddle your footsies in New Zealand. I don't know why they have an Irish accent.
Yeah, that wasn't a film. You don't fiddle your footsies in New Zealand.
You don't fiddle. Yeah, okay. We gotta.
Yeah. Anyways, Dragon Ball Z, Goku, save the Earth.
Goku, Rishihachi, Shuju.
No, wait. Who's the guy who made that? It's like Akira something.
Akira Samara.
Anyways, the guy who invented Dragon Ball Z, you're awesome. Thanks for donating all your thoughts into our brains.
Yeah, in our childhood.
Yeah, specifically. Really investing in our childhood.
Yeah, that was a great plot.
Yeah, and now we came up with this.
Yeah, you know, it's just too bad you didn't think about Dragon Ball Z trading cards. Unless they existed somewhere and we didn't know about them.
They did.
Damn.
I did know about them.
You knew about them and you didn't tell me?
Yeah.